Earlier this month, we spoke with Amanda Joyce, a pregnant nurse who went to bed one night with a dry cough.
And then the next morning on Saturday, it was like fever, body aches so bad, like someone had just done WrestleMania. Like I've just totally took me down.
Joyce had COVID-19. Her first symptom was on March 19th. Since then, Joyce has recovered. She's had more than a dozen tests to find out whether she can go back to work. She didn't get the definitive negative result until almost 10 weeks later, which raises the question, when is someone who tests positive for the coronavirus actually contagious? WBUR's Martha Biebinger explores in this report.
COVID-19 knocked Amanda Joyce off her feet for at least a month. By late April, Joyce was feeling much better and figured the virus must be gone. To return to work as a nurse at Newton Wellesley Hospital, Joyce would need two negative tests a day apart. Every 5 days she'd go in for a test, but at least every other one would be positive. So Joyce, her husband, and their young son stayed home.
I think at like 9 weeks, I drove my husband to like Lowe's, and I just sat in the car just because I needed to get out of the house.
But otherwise, the Joyce family remained in isolation, assuming she was still contagious.
I was just cautious still getting those positive tests because no one could tell me what it actually meant.
Because research into how long someone with the coronavirus remains contagious was emerging while Joyce was sick. The answer, based on a small group of studies, is 5 to 11 days after someone has that first headache, fever, runny nose, or in Joyce's case, a cough. So why was a nasal swab still finding signs of the virus in Joyce more than 2 months after she got sick? Here's Dr. Erica Shenoy, the Associate Chief of Infection Control at Massachusetts General Hospital.
The test is looking for the genetic material of the virus. It doesn't tell you if the virus is alive, if it's capable of leading to infection in another individual. And that's really important because that's determining how long we isolate individuals.
And may determine when they can return to work. The CDC still says two negative tests are one way to determine when someone is no longer contagious. But the agency offers a second option. It's based on symptoms. A patient is cleared for work 10 days after they get sick if they've had 3 days without a fever and their symptoms have improved. Shenoy says the whole Mass General Brigham Hospital network is now telling staff not to return until they are symptom-free. It's dropped the two negative tests requirement.
Just because you identify virus through this test does not mean that the person is infectious and capable of spreading disease to others.
Doctors who prefer the symptom assessment say it's more like what we do with the flu. We watch symptoms rather than retesting people. The state's contact tracing program clears people from isolation after 10 days and no fever, as do the isolation sites for people who are homeless. Dr. Josh Barocas, who's been advising the homeless COVID-19 response, says his thinking shifted away from testing in just the last week or two as more research about the shorter period of contagion came out.
It is truly amazing how fast things change. And while I think that this is a reasonable approach right now, if new data emerge next week or the week after, then we are going to have to, all of us, retool our approach.
The question of whether a positive test means someone is still spreading the virus is becoming very difficult for some hospitals. Dr. Richard Ellison says about 10% of COVID-19 patients still get a positive test 30 days or more after their first symptoms. Ellison, who's the epidemiologist at UMass Memorial Medical Center, says it's hard to know what precautions to take.
Right now, we're getting a black and white answer. The test is positive or it's negative. We're not getting variation of that.
Ellison says we need test results that show a low positive or high positive, for example, or that tell someone whether the virus is active or dead. But those tests are not available yet. All of this complicates plans for employers, schools, and summer camps as they consider using tests to decide who's contagious and who's not.
Some kids might spend the entire summer getting tested before they be able to be approved for going to camp.
Until we have more information about what a positive test result means for someone infected with the coronavirus, these experts say employers, schools, and summer camps should make decisions based more on symptoms, not tests. But a test will help find someone who is positive and never has symptoms. They are supposed to isolate for 10 days after being tested. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.